You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
The word is multi-factor authentication. Spelled multi-factor, as in multiple methods, and authentication, as in proving who the user is. Definition: the use of two or more verification methods to gain access to an account. Example sentence: accessing an account with multi-factor authentication enabled can require something you have, like a smartphone, something you are, like your fingerprint, or something you know, like a password. Origin and context. Also known as two-factor authentication, 2FA or MFA, Dr. Fernando Corbeto invented the first computer password in 1961. Only a couple of decades later, the development of biometric authentication pioneered a global movement of crime-fighting and interconnected data. In the 1980s, the Japanese created the first digital fingerprinting system. This biometric digital evolution eventually enabled law enforcement around the world to cross-check a fingerprint with millions of records almost instantaneously. AT&T was the first to patent two-factor authentication in 1995, despite Kim.com's claims that he was the first. As biometric technologies like facial recognition and iris scans became more accurate, commercial versions grew in popularity. I mean, who wouldn't want to feel like a spy unlocking their wearable gadgets with their eyes? I know I would. To the general population, MFA, while cumbersome, could appear like the savior everyone has been waiting for to thwart cybercrime. But if you've been in cybersecurity for any amount of time, you know that there is no silver bullet. Roger Grimes, KnowBe4's data-driven defense evangelist, reminds us that just about anything can be hacked. Quote, "I can hack any MFA solution at least five or six different ways. And right now I'm writing my latest book on the topic, and it looks like I'll be able to document close to 50 ways to defeat MFA," end quote. Nerd reference. In the 1983 James Bond movie, Never Say Never Again, Captain Jack Patachi, played by Gavin O'Haraly, is a United States Air Force pilot forced by the criminal organization Spectre to hijack a pair of atomic warheads. Spectre forces Patachi to undergo an eye operation to make his retinal pattern match the President of the United States, which allows him to steal the warheads. For the James Bond nerds out there, Never Say Never Again was the final performance in a movie by Sir Sean Connery playing James Bond, and was essentially a remake of the movie Thunderball that he made in 1965. And in the category of "you can't make this up," the closing credits include the line, "Thanks, AK." It refers to Adnan Khashoggi, the Saudi arms dealer who allowed the movie producers to film aboard his 282-foot yacht, the Nabila. He later sold the yacht to Donald Trump, who renamed it the Trump Princess. And now you know that. You're welcome. Never say never again. Yeah, yeah. Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoey, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.